This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Well, the Suns caught a huge break. Huge break down the stretch of game two last night as they go up 2-0 on the Clippers. It is Chris Carlin, Bart Scott. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And Bart, right now, it is time for some audio files. So hit it. Jeff Van Gundy, who, by the way, was ahead of the curve on the lob play last night, also chiming in on the extra time that the Suns got to actually set up the final play. Thanks to some extra timeouts with all of the video reviews last night. Here's Jeff.
That never would have been able to happen without that, like you guys want to say, such a great review.
I'm not saying it's a great review. I thought it was appropriate.
No. You guys, like, let's just stay here till midnight and, like, review every play. Why
where
is it only the last
go,
2 minutes
man?
We want
to
get him?
Where you want to go over and get it to, what is it, talking stick? They don't even have credit there. You can't get a marker to play cards in that place, man. Like, get it right. It's too important not to get it right.
Yeah, that was Jeff last night on SVP, and he's so right, Bart. Look, I'm always torn on instant replay because you want them to get it right, but I have to admit, I'm sitting on the couch last night as the last 3 minutes of that game took seemingly a week and a half to get through. And even, you know, my biggest problem is it just sucked the drama out of an amazing moment right there. And you could almost tell with DeAndre Ayton and the players, like, they all weren't sure that it was going to count. So there wasn't any, like, real emotion immediately.
Right. I mean, when you think about it, you know, understanding that it is no offensive goaltending on out of bound plays, you know, seeing how it's going to be ruled, how it's going to be, you know, perceived. And, you know, it's one of those things, like, I think it's just one of those things where you don't think that most games are going to come down to the end. And sometimes you put rules in because it affected one game, one out of 10,000. But when that 10,000 play happened and you get it wrong, you know you're going to be criticized about it, right? Just imagine like the Saints and the I believe it was the Saints and the Rams play, right?
Yep.
Where it was the interference.
Pass interference.
And it's like, right, and for a whole year after that, we had to listen and watch everything be reviewed and replayed, and it made our game worse. And sometimes you just have to agree that it's going to be bad calls and live with them. And hope that you're on the wrong, hope that you're on the right side of it. So I don't know what the answer is. You can't get everything right, but you can't miss blatant calls.
Let me ask you this question though: if you're going to have that kind of replay, but you don't want to give an unfair advantage to a team that doesn't have any timeouts left, can you force the teams to stay on the floor?
Yeah. Can't go over and talk to your coach.
Right.
No drawing. No chalkboard talk. You know, stand on the opposite side of the sideline and huddle there as a team, right?
Yeah.
But then you know that you'll do hand language, but at least you won't have the board to draw it up. Because really, people are like, well, what's the big idea? They probably have run this play a million times, but it's different because you're deciding who you want to get into pick and roll, who you want to get underneath to get under Zubas. Those are all things that have to be drawn out based on the personnel of the opposing team out there at the same time. Because, yes, for Ayton, but who's going to get the pick from? Who do they expect is going to get the ball? Booker was the perfect decoy because he's the guy that you expect to take the final shot.
Yeah, I'm holding them back off the court and not letting them go and talk to the coaches. Because, you know, Monty Williams, and I don't blame him, couldn't get his team over there fast enough when they're going through the extra replays. I get it, but you have to find a way to handle it better. Bart, it's amazing that through his on-court play, Ben Simmons, who has always been polarizing in Philadelphia, is now becoming the most polarizing player potentially around the NBA right now as far as who wants him and who doesn't. Here is Daryl Morey, the Sixers GM, on if he's going to trade Ben Simmons this offseason.
We have a very strong group we believe in. None of us can predict the future of what's going to happen in any place. We love what Ben brings. We love what Joel brings. We love what Tobias brings. In terms of what's next, we're going to do what's best for the 76ers to give us the best chance to win the championship with every single player on the roster.
Yeah, you know, don't go buy no new real estate in the Philadelphia area, Ben Simmons. Yeah. Because remember who Daryl Morey is. Yeah. Remember who Daryl Morey is. This guy that's made more transactions than any general manager in the last 5 years. Just ask Russell. Oh, just ask Chris Paul. Oh, just ask all the players over there that he's traded in Houston.
I tell you what, if Ben's living in the suburbs, now's a good time to sell. You know, market's hot. So if he was buying, he's in excellent shape. If he was renting, I might go check the lease agreement and see what the penalty is to get out early.
It's going to be tough, man. But, yeah, I think Joel Embiid is going to have a big role, big major piece of the decision about does he want to go forward and sign a Supermax with Ben Simmons as your number two.
Bart, when I hear Stephen A. yesterday say that he got a text from somebody in the middle of the show, just as it happened in the middle of First Take, and it said from somebody very close to the situation – he doesn't care, he doesn't improve, and he has too many of his family and friends around him who are just all enabling him and babying him.
Yeah, he's been coddled, right? He's been coddled.
Yeah.
He hasn't shown a desire to want to work on the things that he's not good at.
Ben Simmons will never win a championship, Bart. How about that? Never win a championship unless he changes his ways, and I don't see it happening.
Well, I mean, you still also assume that he's going to be able to mature. It took, you know, Julius Randle 7 seasons for him to be able to mature, but he finally did. But that's a personal decision. We don't know if Ben has the self-awareness of other players.
If I had an off-season that I am facing like Ben Simmons is, man, I'd be in the gym twice a day trying to get better at everything that I don't do well.
Right-hander, shooting right-hand or left-handed?
I would try to shoot right-handed since I'm a right-handed individual and lefty has not worked out well at all. Then there's the college football playoff and when it's actually going to happen. Heather Dinich, ESPN college football writer, on how this is looking at the moment.
The university presidents like this, which is really important because this was a second hurdle, in essence, that they had to clear. 2 big meetings in 2 weeks. And, you know, we've talked so long about concerns of the university presidents, players playing 1 to 2 more games. How does it match in with the academic calendar? They're talking about a really busy time when there are exams. Those are university president concerns. And Mississippi State President Mark Keenum said yesterday nobody had any serious concerns with the 12-team format. So that was an important part of all of this entire process if it's going to move forward. And I think the second takeaway is everybody just hold on a minute because this is going to take a long time. I think there's a growing sense in that room that this might not happen before the end of the current 12-year contract. We're going into the 8th year. Oh. It runs through the 2025 season. And the message is just, we've got a lot of work to do if this is going to happen.
5 years?
That's
hot. Wait 5 more years.
That's hot garbage. That's hot garbage. Listen, 5 years, is that would be ridiculous. That's the problem with the NCAA. They slow move on everything. So hard to make a decision. How long did it take them before they decided to move from the BCS, that whole system that they had? And, like, the game is – you're getting lapped by the other sports, man. Like, and you're going to continue to dilute these other bowl games, and you're going to start losing the millions of dollars that these sponsors – because nobody's going to want to sponsor the crap because they know they don't mean anything.
Yeah, listen, university presidents, we can talk all we want about the academic mission and all that. When they have to start shelling out more money, as we saw with the Supreme Court case this week, and there's no limit on academic benefits now for athletes, and it's going to start costing them more and more, they're going to do everything they can to rake in every dollar, and that's going to happen sooner rather than later. I don't buy for a minute that they're going to wait 5 years, 4 years for that contract to get worked, to run out, Bart. I don't buy it for a second.
Not at all, man. But they think they have to put that out there to try and, you know, push movement. They want to hear the outrage. Right now, what we always talk about, Chris, they're flying a weather kite. They're seeing what the reaction, what the temperature of everything is.
Martin Hahn on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. In moments, a star has committed to the Home Run Derby. Bart, you love it. It's your favorite event every year. every year.
Man, Jacob DeGrom, man, what can he do?
It's not Jacob DeGrom, but it'll be interesting to see who follows this star. We will tell you who it is in moments. Spartan Han ESPN Radio is presented by My Computer Career, training for a better life. That's next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Happy to see this. And I know people hate the home run derby. And I know fans are not thrilled with the home run derby sometimes because they're worried about their star player losing his swing. But Bart, a star, is showing up to defend a title. It is Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin and Bart Scott. Pete Alonso has committed to the home run derby this year. Now, keep in mind, it's in Colorado, too. So that ball could be flying all over the place. Now, I will say, the last time it was in Colorado, Bobby Abreu was the guy who won it, who had about 50 of them, and then he was never the same in the second half of that season. Look, I love the home run derby. I do enjoy it. And I understand people's concerns about it. But Alonso's a guy that's got a very level head on. And he's already won it once. He's trying to win it again. I love it.
Star-studded, man. You talk about Shohei Ohtani, said he's going to be in it as well. So I wonder when you see two big stars like that that are secure and where they are with their teams, how many other stars are going to be like, hold up, man. I mean, Vlad put on a show 1 year. I know he came up short, but Vlad put on a hell of a show 1 year as well. I wonder if that brings a guy like Tatis, who understands the moment, who's supposed to be the face of baseball, want to show that, hey, he's a power hitter as well, and he got the endurance to win that thing, right? You think about what comes into it is endurance. So it's about the guys that are in a certain type of shape. And does it bring all the young guns out, right? Can this be equivalent to, like, the dunk contest in the NBA where it used to be where the stars, it was like a show, a rite of passage? I want to see it.
Look, I want to see it too, and I also want to.
Who's your dream matchup? Who's Chris Carlin?
I want Tatis in it. I want to see Guerrero in it.
You got Shohei in there.
Yeah, I want to see Guerrero in it. I want to see Alonso in it. I want to see Aaron Judge in it. Can you imagine Aaron Judge in the Home Run Derby in Colorado?
It might not ever land.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be amazing to watch. I want to.
But knowing him, he'll pull a vertebrae.
He probably would. You know what I even want to see, Bart? How about Albert Pujols for old time's sake? How about throwing an old timer in there just because this is a guy that's further along in his career? But BP, like, he could put on a show there.
Oh yeah, I mean he has 8 this year, so it's not like he's run out of power. Even though that the Angels let him go.
No.
What about finally, the champ is here, Mike Trout.
I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it. Mike Trout never chases any kind of fame whatsoever. Like, he'll play in the All-Star game, right? But, like, as much as he'll be kind of just hanging out and watching what's going on, like, Mike Trout doesn't want all that attention. And it's a shame. I'm glad that Ohtani's doing it because we've talked about the fact that he's not somebody that craves the attention. He doesn't want to necessarily be the face of baseball. You know, if he wanted to do that, maybe he would have ended up playing for the Yankees or somebody like that or someplace like that.
well, coming back to Philly, his hometown, where he's always at, and what type of pressure that would put on him there. But I tell you what, man, baseball has to have some sizzle. And the home run derby is like the slam dunk contest. It's an opportunity to showcase your young talent and introduce the casual fans to your stars and their personalities and make other people say, you know what, this isn't so bad. I think I like this guy. I'm going to follow him.
And this is why the game has, you know, we argue about whether or not the game is in trouble in terms of where it's going here and hooking in the younger fan. This is one of the premier events to hook in the younger fans. You know, they want to see the ball launched out of a place like that. And at Coors Field in Colorado, there's no place where you could have more records set.
Yeah, you want to see superhuman feats of strength, things that you didn't think, you know, defy gravity, right? Defy what's going on, right? That's what's so great about the dunk contest, because you see people doing things that you couldn't even imagine doing. So let's see somebody banging a baseball out of the park over and over and over again and get some of these tight races where, you know, you're looking at the 3-point contest. You're like, man, is he good? He has to hit all his money balls. You know what I mean? Put a money ball up in that thing, man. Put the pressure on him. Put a colored ball in there that says, hey, man, if you knock this one out at this moment, this particular time, it's worth this much.
I think they started doing it a little bit more last year, if memory serves, things like that. And you're right. It adds something to it. It really gives it a little extra oomph. And when you have a guy stepping into the box where you know what the number is that you've got to hit, that brings more heat to it. That's what I want. I want heat in that event. And if I'm getting guys who aren't even all-stars that are really taking part of it, it really doesn't do enough for me. You missed any of the show? It's all in podcast form. It's Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.